Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Get out of our land. Is this passive aggressive plow?
No, I don't know why I picked. I wanted to do the Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Yeah, this is my walk up song.
But I thought this was good.
Didn't it used to be Amadeus? Wasn't that your song?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't played that in a hot minute. That one, yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Welcome in to TMA 8 o'clock hour. Terry Crouppen and Talking Sibians. Terry Crouppen Talking Sibians.
Unbelievable. When you said that, I was like, oh, we're going to have to explain Sibians to the title sponsor, but he knew.
I got the sense that he was up for anything. Anybody who comes in and goes, give me your hate mail, and I'm just like, all right, then I can go.
I love Terry Crew.
With this. So that was outstanding. It was good entertainment. Let's see what we got. We welcome you to text in. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5. Call in. Collier and Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. And email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. My name is Tim McKernan. That's Jackson Burkett. As Doug Vaughn is vacationing in the Hamptons, directly across from me is Darren Atkins. And Iggy has decided to leave the show. He will no longer be on the program. But it was a great time. And KG in O-Town, are you in the Fox C6? He might be gone
he
himself.
Did.
He had to bolt?
Yeah.
All right. Just the three of us.
Yeah.
Just the three of us. Nice. I like that.
Ski bopping.
Yeah, you are a little. Wow. Terry is an incredible guest. Everyone from the Brown and Crouppen team has been a delight. That's from the 636. Let's see what we got. Talk about morning wood, gentlemen. This guy is giving it to me. That's Mac. Oh, it's from Flocky the Smurf, Mac Miller for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great.
Can
hoodie.
We talk about the pedophiliac in the YouTube chat? I haven't had a chance to take a look at that.
That's a great topic.
I don't see anything. I see Jake Reynolds. Hope Jackie can find his address and contact the authorities. What is going on?
What?
Well, what's going on? Are you aware of something where you're looking for an address?
No, I don't think it's all that. I don't know if it's all about that. I don't know. I have no idea what the situation would be, but I don't think.
Oh, Jackie, I assume that's you.
That would be me, yeah.
Can find his address and contact the authorities.
I don't know how one does that through a YouTube channel. I hope not. Then I'll delete all YouTube accounts if you can just find someone's address.
Well, I'm a little late for the break because I was out having a nice chat with Mr. Crouppen.
Oh, yeah?
What a great man he is. Well, he was asking me questions I couldn't ask. How do I find this on HD2? I said, we're both old. I'm trying to explain it to him. And he says, now, Andy sent me an app. How does that work? And I said, no, you got to do this. He's funny.
He's a great guy.
He is.
Great guy. I enjoyed that conversation. More napkin sleeve stroke. What's napkin sleeve stroke?
This.
Oh, okay.
Take a drink, wipe my mouth. Sorry.
It's for Mr. 63011. He's got a fast golf cart.
Boy, howdy.
Sit in the Virgin's work hovel office. You're late! That's for Mr. 63011.
I was talking to Mr. Crouppen.
I like that you're calling him Mr. Crouppen.
He deserves it.
Mr. DeWitt, Mr. Stillman.
Mr. Tim.
Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Tim.
I always called him.
Yeah.
Whenever I saw Mentioned. Arnold,
Chairman
I was
Ridley.
Calling him Mr. Palmer.
Chairman Ridley.
Yeah, these formal titles. It was always the best feeling when you would call a parent, your friend's parent, you'd always call him Mr. or last name, and they'd be like, hey, call me Bill.
Yeah, nobody does that anymore. People younger than me should say Mr. Strode.
I always start with that.
People start texting in Mr. Strode.
I want you to start all calling me Mr. Strode.
I always start with that. And then I heard Conan O'Brien talking about that, where he said, you know, he was always Mr. O'Brien, and he would tell the kids, his kids, to call him Conan. And then the first time he heard them call him Conan, he was like, I wanted to rip their souls out of their body. So he's like, you say it to be nice, but in reality, Mr. O'Brien will do.
When I had Bill DeWitt, the chairman, on my podcast.
I remember this.
I specifically asked him. And I got the sense that he really meant it. He goes, I really don't. He calls, call me Bill.
Yeah, he was kind of scolding you.
Yeah, I don't need that. And it is an odd thing when, like, you know, as a grown man, you're calling another just because he owns a team. I mean, yeah, what a strange thing.
I always think it's weird when you have to call if someone coached for 20 years, like even after the fact, you have to call him coach. Like, I remember Jason Garrett had that thing at the press conference. They're like, hey, Jason. He's like, back where I come from, we call coaches coach.
That,
like,
was an odd thing, especially for a guy who didn't exactly have a great run.
Like, people who have formal titles, like, earned it for, like, a long time. Like, I love coaches, and I respect their work. But, like, a doctor and a coach are not the same. Call me crazy.
No, I think that's a hot take, but I think it's a well-founded one. Hey, if you are in the market for Invisalign, we would like to talk about what's going on with 100 West Dental. Just got on board with TMA, and if you mention my name when you go to 100westdental.com, that's 100westdental.com, you get $1,000 off Invisalign. 636-585-0100 is the number. And on top of it, with this huge offer of getting $1,000 off at 100 West Dental on Invisalign, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it'll look like before you even go through with the procedure. It's 100 West Dental, new sponsor of TMA. They've built a brand new office with the most modern technology, with a patient experience front of mind. One of the very few dental offices that offer virtual consultations with the doctor. If you're in the market, it's 100 West Dental. No insurance, no problem. The membership plan aids in the cost of dental work for those who do not have dental insurance. It's 100westdental.com. Mention my name. Get $1,000 off Invisalign at 100 West Dental. Jackson, tell me about Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies and do it now. Yeah.
Mr. Hanna.
Nice.
You call him Mr. Hanna. He'll tell you, call me Mark, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's very, like, you have a conversation with him, you'll end up talking about finances eventually, but you end up talking a lot about life. And what you find when you work with Mark Hanna is that the balance of life and happiness and money, they just go hand in hand. And Mark Hanna understands that super well. He communicates with his clients so effectively. That's why I love working with Mark Hanna. There's plenty of people. Mark will tell you, Tim's talked about it before. Mark will tell you, just work with somebody. Like, you got to work with somebody. It really can help you out, even if it's not Mark Hanna. I suggest working with Mark Hanna because when you get on the phone with him, you can tell the difference immediately. He has a ton of financial wisdom, but the way he communicates effectively with his client sets him apart, in my estimation. I know if I get on the phone with Mark Hanna with any sort of issue, he can help me through it. And I love having that in my corner. If you don't have a plan, if you're just kind of flying through it, figure it out as you go. Not a great plan. A great plan is working with Mark Hanna. I love working with him. I really think you'll love working with him.
There it is. Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies, 314-889-0503. Go online at evergreenstl.com. That Peter Rep has just sent me the first Sound Story Life documentary clip. And I got to tell you something. It looks outstanding.
Yeah, that set you were on yesterday.
Take a gander.
Really good. Yeah,
wow. He built out a set, and it's a two-shot, and then the images. This guy.
It's like a Ken Burns documentary.
It looks incredible.
Wow.
And this gentleman I'm interviewing, from this clip, I interviewed two people yesterday. He served in Vietnam. He was a St. Louis County police officer who was shot, nearly died in 1972.
Oh, wow.
And received the Medal of Valor, second St. Louis County police officer to ever receive it. And we had our first near-death experience story.
Oh, man.
And unbelievable. You see these things, you hear about these things, but I've never talked with somebody who actually had the experience. So what we are now doing with Sound Story, it's perfect for Mother's Day as a gift certificate, mysoundstory.com. But we now include video. We're going to either get a studio or begin the process of building one out for sound story, for a backdrop, and then now we include videos and images, both ones that you might have on your phone from the last however many years you've had phone images and videos, but also we digitize the old pictures and videos as well to cover it, like Jackson said. It kind of looks like a Ken Burns documentary. That's overstating it, certainly, but the caliber of the product has been ratcheted up, and imagine everybody in your family having essentially a documentary of their life that you can show your children, their children, and so on and so forth. It's mysoundstory.com. Really excited about this new product, and we did our first versions of it yesterday, and we had, I guess I mentioned it on TMA in my podcast about how we wanted a few candidates for it, and we have begun the process of doing that. We have one more that we will be doing, and you will be able to see those on social media. MySoundStory.com. Iggy, the doggies got a win. They didn't cover the team total over, so I need to Venmo my guy, my debt, after producer Joe loved the over of 1.5. But here is the one goal. Here is their play-by-play man, Joey Zanaboni, with the call of Zhao Klaus's goal Sunday against Austin.
Thomas still serving, top of the 18 now, down the right side on the ground to Austin, and it's
yes! Zhao Klaus! City leads!
What is that, Geddy Lee?
City leads.
Flick to the back stick! Klaus is first from the run of play this season! His second overall! They love him here in St. Louis!
With a cue card. Oh, he didn't do anything.
I couldn't find
How do you
one.
Like the call?
I don't understand what he said.
Well, you thought he said Geddy Lee, but he said City.
Geddy Lee!
No, he said Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee? Like Getty Images?
Yeah, his
Lee
cousin.
From Rush. I thought there was a Geddy Lee reference going to come up. Like a Rush concert on acid.
I would join you in criticism if he said Geddy Lee after a Joel Klaus goal.
That's what I thought
Geddy
he said.
Lee.
I think City Lee, that's kind of his catchphrase now. Anytime City takes the lead, he does the big City Leads.
Oh, City Leads.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was not saying Geddy
City Lee.
He let that one really play, too.
I thought he was trying to find a cue card and just let it go, but he didn't say anything, so I guess he couldn't find the cards. There was...
What'd you think about the STL chant you heard there?
I didn't hear it. I saw that was in the audio notes.
Oh, very last 5 seconds of it, you can hear it.
Oh, okay.
S-T-L.
I don't know what they're saying either.
I thought the chant that they were trying to get going but didn't a couple weeks ago was, I'm from the Lou and I'm proud Republic. You have the audio.
Yeah, I'm getting it now.
I'm from the Lou and I'm proud.
That's what I was listening for.
I'm from the Lou and
I like
I'm
how
proud.
This clip is 30 seconds and it only really needs to be 5 seconds because it's just that, like,
banging the drum.
Banging the drum.
They should start a trend. Get a different person out there. A different former soccer player, Daryl Duran, some other people get out there and pound that drum and have everybody say, I'm from the Loot and I'm proud.
Nice. I like
and
it.
If you do it, I want credit. And I do want to apologize to the PGA Tour Twitter account. Listen, I didn't mind. He pointed out how different our pictures were when I said the picture I put up on Twitter. Sorry,
is this a screenshot bandit?
I'm looking at you through a little hole here.
Peeping Toms.
That I said they stole my picture. But he pointed out, if you look at the two pictures, one, Tiger's legs are crossed in the PGA's. It's not a different angle. On mine, he's looking sideways. On their picture, he's looking straight ahead. So it obviously wasn't my picture. So thank you for pointing that out. So right. I apologize.
This is the apology portion of the program. Snagglepuss sends an apology to Jackson. Jackson, I want to apologize for my 710 text. I am an a-hole. But didn't mean to be on the text. I tend to be direct, and it came off wrong. Love the show. Jackson has just responded. Just popped up. All good, my friend. It's all love.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the text?
He was the one who said, why can't you put more Swope's picks in the skeleton?
I see.
And you know what? It takes a bigger person to recognize that they were wrong and then apologize for it.
So you're a Snagglepuss guy through and through.
Well, I think taking accountability is important. And when you feel that you've acted poorly and you apologize for it, that's commendable. So shout out to Snagglepuss.
No, what it takes is once you call them out, then they apologize and say, I was kidding.
Iggy might be a little right.
What, yeah, but it yields the same result. So.
Is that Freddie Mercury shirt?
This is a Ted Lasso hoodie. Geddy Lee and Freddie Mercury getting a lot of play.
You look like Freddie Mercury there.
A mustache, so I can understand the mistake. But no, this is Ted Lasso. Be curious, not judgmental.
I did not have an apology to the PGA Tour app on my bingo card this morning. It's a big tuft.
Iggy, same way. He recognized that he was incorrect, and he issued an apology. It's taking accountability.
It's an apology segment.
People think that I'm going to get mad at that guy for tweeting that. No, he did it very nicely. He goes, Iggy, if you look at these two images, I said, yeah, you're right. I didn't even look at both closely, but now that you point that out, yeah, you're right. Not the same picture, so... I was wrong, and I apologize. I was kind of half-kidding when I was calling out the PGA. It's not like they're looking at my Twitter account and finding a picture.
You never know.
Old Appleton stepdad says, nobody was wondering why you were late. We just expect the insubordination by now. That's from the old Appleton stepdad on the Country Time Lemonade down there in Old Appleton on the front porch. Beautiful morning.
Well, sit on your porch and write me up.
Why can't you guys just bend me over and give it to me, bum bum? That's from Jackson's opponent in the Jennings Randolph Junior Fan Page Club Championship, Mr. Siders.
What, you got Cletus on your hands on that match?
You better focus on your game.
Give me bum.
I haven't talked to her in a while.
Who was that again?
Friend from Hedonism, right?
It's Susan. Yeah.
Hedo.
Of course.
Names.
Not Hedo, I'm sorry.
There was a report by what supposedly was a credible outlet yesterday, Plowhawk. I couldn't wait to talk about this with you.
Oh, I did see, yeah.
You know where I'm going?
I think so, yeah. Liv?
Rory.
Yeah.
That is according to Rory McIlroy's manager, Sean O'Flaherty. Zero truth that Rory McIlroy is potentially close to signing with Liv Golf for $850 million.
The only thing that shocked me was why it was so much money. Is that what it's going to take to get Rory?
Well, that's what it took to get Rom.
Rom got 300.
Yeah, 300. He's not. Rom got 350.
Sure, I thought he got like 750,000.
No, 70,000.
I mean, 750.
Right, that's what I guess.
No, I think Rom got three.
Chase Koepka got more than that.
350 million. To me, he hasn't won a major in almost 10 years. I don't know how relevant McIlroy is. He is outside of the game, but he's still a top 10 golfer.
I also have to say that you type it in on John Rahm, and you get a wide delta of what he actually got for the record. I mean, I've got $500 million. I've got...
77?
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, that's his career earnings. At least $300 million is what I bring from golf.com.
But here's the thing. I got to be honest with you. If Rory were to do that, I wouldn't blame him at all.
Smart move.
I mean, it's because he was their guy. He was doing all the dirty work as far as on behalf of the tour. Dirty work isn't the right word. But he was the face of the tour for Jay Monahan. And then he gets a call. He was one of the few people who found out before June 6th about that famous announcement. And I think he had to feel like he got stabbed in the back so hard. I mean,
he said that basically on Full Swing too. He said, I feel like I was betrayed.
Yeah, I totally wouldn't blame him. Well, sure, that's why Rom did it as well. I mean, in addition to the money. So
if Rory does it, he might do it not just for the money, but I think he would know. He's probably the last straw before a merger probably has to happen. You know what I mean? Then you see the domino effect of maybe Vic Hovland, Morikawa going. And so maybe Rory just does it to maybe try to salvage the tour. I thought definitely John Rahm did it as well. You could tell in some of the things he talked about, Liv wanting to go to four rounds. And I think he thought right when he joined that there would be talks of merging.
Well,
they haven't gotten to that point yet.
It depends how much winning the Grand Slam means to him, because he hasn't won a major in 10 years. So he's no longer exempt into the majors because of winning a major 10 years ago. He's exempt because he's in the top 50 in the world golf rankings every year. You go over to Liv, and within 3 years, you're out of the top 50. You're no longer going to be able to play in the majors unless something happens. So I think unless they change something, if he knew something was going to change, that we're going to get world golf ranking points, then he probably would leave because he can still do what he wants to do. But I think winning the Masters is huge to him, and he wants to win the Grand Slam.
I get it, but I don't see a Masters victory coming, and he just has a tough time at Augusta.
He hasn't won a major in 10 years.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying the Masters has been a real struggle. I'm not saying he's not going to win another major in a career. If you go to live, yeah, you lessen that chance, but.
In the words of Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, everyone has a price. I don't blame him at all, but he's still a sniffling little bitch. That's from Flocky the Smurf.
No, he's not.
I'm not a big fan.
The guy speaks his mind, and I like Rory.
What don't you like specifically about him, Plowhawk?
Just strictly because of the Liv situation. I thought how he handled it. And again, I don't know behind the scenes if Jay Monahan wanted him to be kind of the face of this anti-Liv movement, but I think he put his foot in his mouth a little too early and went to the worst, most extreme case scenario, thinking they were just going to win and nobody was going to care about Liv. They weren't going to get all the player that they've gotten. I think they thought that PGA Tour was bulletproof, and I thought Jay Monahan thought the same thing.
But I think almost every – now, granted, he's probably up there more than some of the other players, but almost every player they talked to said that.
Oh, Rory is more petty. Oh, come on, man.
Rory was definitely more
– Look at the full swings.
Because of who he is.
Right.
But the other players they talked to said basically the same thing, but nobody's paying attention to those players.
But he carried the torch, and then I feel like that as a guy. There's a scene. I'm going to take you back to Jackson. Was it 1995? Braveheart, Best Picture. Has anybody checked with my notes?
I love that. 95. Love that movie.
There was a look on one of Jackson's favorite actors, Mel Gibson's face.
Oh, well.
And he thought he had done a deal with the Noble. I hope this isn't a spoiler if you haven't seen it yet. He thought he had done a deal with the Nobles, and he knocks the face mask, the shield of the Noble in a battle, and the Noble, who he thought he did the deal with, betrayed him and was working with the English. And Mel Gibson, Braveheart, William Wallace, to you, Roger, who had been fighting all of his life in this picture, at that moment, not necessarily the wound, because he'd been knocked off his horse, he was fine, he laid down in a look of disbelief. And it was the betrayal that ended him, not the actual fight. And when I think of Rory McIlroy on whether it was June 5th or June 6th when he found out about that whole thing, I picture Jackson's favorite actor, Mel Gibson, as he looks in Braveheart going, I put myself out here for this cause, and you have just absolutely betrayed me. I'm gutted. That's how I feel about that. And I could be wrong, but that's my analysis.
No, you're right. But he was basically the face of golf. I mean, Tiger wasn't talking a lot. He wasn't playing a lot. But I'm sure he had a lot to say behind closed doors. But when you're the face of the PGA now and you take this on your mantle basically because Jay Monahan asked you to, while there's a lot of other players, even prominent players back in the day like Freddie Couples trashing Liv every chance he got, players on the tour trashing it, oh, it's awful, it's not going to be around much longer. But when Rory says it, it gets more noticed because of who he is. So it's not like he was the only one that felt like this tour was going to crash after a year.
I'm with you. I just think the first half of the first season of Full Swing gives you kind of an idea of why I'm not a fan of Rory. It's not like I loved him or hated him prior to the formation of Liv. I just thought he's very prissy and thinks highly of himself and the tour that he, you know, he lived and died on the things he said. Now, I'm not saying you can't, you know, apologize and ask for forgiveness because he was wrong, and I understand that completely. And I know he has apologized about some of the things he'd done and following Jay Monahan. However, you still got to die on that sword, and that's all I remember from Rory is the full swing of just him. He wouldn't let it go. He was the one that kept stirring the pot with the F. Mickelson and taking shots
I think it's important to note that one of the core issues I think that guys had, in Rory being one of them, it's one thing to leave, God bless, but then when you're suing the tour, that's where he had the core issue. I think he feels like he was used, and I think he was used. And so, in a way, I kind of would love it if he did go, because I just, this is what you get. you break your word, man.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I live. You do that, it's just like, I'm good with it at that point. You F me, I'm going to come back. And that's how I think he felt. So, you know, at this point, I would kind of like it if he did, in a way. I mean, from like the vengeful side, then that's the way that it's got to go down.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By the way, here's Scott Van Pelt talking about what his perspective is on the future of Tiger Woods. He was on this one is actually real. Jackson's favorite athlete, yes. Right? Chris Long?
Yes. Yep.
His podcast.
Greenlight.
How about Tiger Woods, man? Like, what do you think Tiger Woods at 60 is doing? He seems like a guy who cannot stop competing on some level.
At some point, that day will arrive, and it'll suck for everybody when it does, because he was the tide that lifted every boat in the sport, including mine. You know, I mean, I don't have the career I have if he didn't come along when he did. I'll say this, like, for years, he chased Jack, and Nicklaus won 18 majors, and that's what he had to do. And then you reach a point where your body says, all right, that may not happen. You're going to need to be good with that. But when he won the last one, which was 19, and then he gets to hug his kids in the same spot where he hugged his parents when he won the first one, it's pretty symbolic in an obvious way, right? But I think he's probably cool with it. If you asked him right now, is he cool with it? He'd say, no, I'm going to play. I want to win. I get it. But honest with yourself, you good with it? How could you not be?
Good with, I didn't follow. Good with what? Good with being done?
Good with the career, the accomplishments.
Yeah.
Did he answer what he's going to do at 60?
Probably dominate the champion tour. I feel bad for Tiger in a sense because, like, he doesn't put all this hype on himself, but he can't just come into a tournament and ease himself in there and not be the face of the entire tournament and have cameras all over you. I'd like to see him where he just doesn't have this huge amounts of pressure, all the cameras, all these patrons around him. I still think he's got a lot in the tank when you watch him. He looked terrible.
I don't think anyone puts more pressure on him than him himself.
Yeah, I think that's a problem, especially at that old age.
But to be that competitive, to be that good, to do what he has done, you have to be that kind of competitive psycho in a way. Like Kobe, Jordan, Tom Brady, these guys all go way deep in their career, or they go to crazy extents to amp themselves up and put pressure on themselves because they know that's what they have to do to succeed.
I don't really think he'll play that many Champions Tour events. He might play the majors. I can't see him going out there and playing a tournament down in Naples.
Wellington last week said he thought he was going to play Champions Tour. I guess he'll play some. I don't know. Maybe I'm off the mark. I really don't see that.
Once Charlie hits amateur status and probably college, you would assume that he could be Matt Holliday style, to where he's probably going to be more focused on the kid.
No, I think he will spend more time with his kids. Yeah. Of course, they're getting older now. I think he'll do a lot more designing. He'll spend a lot of time designing more courses.
Yeah.
Just so he's still in the game and things like that. But I can't see him playing against 50, 60-year-old dudes.
Him and Bernard Langer just
banging it out. Hey, Tim, question for the dais that I came across on TikTok yesterday. Do you think if the Masters field played their normal tees and you started each hole on the green but from the furthest possible point from the cup, would you win? Keep in mind, these are putts longer than that scam chipping contest Ken did in Normandy. And it wouldn't be impossible to putt off the green and into a hazard on some holes. That's from Beer Cats.
Ooh, I think there'd be a couple holes where you would, like, the three green is stupid.
Well, who are you going to beat? I mean, the worst you would shoot, if you four-putted every green, you'd shoot par.
But there's a possibility of more than four-putting.
No.
If you fall off the green, bro. If you go off the green,
I don't. Okay, that's if you four putt. You're gonna two putt some greens too. You may make one. That's if you average four putts per green, you would shoot par.
I think be in trouble.
So what was the question? You would beat who?
The Masters field, the field.
If the entire
playing,
field.
If they're playing for the normal.
So teams. The winning score was 11 under.
So he'd have to
and
do
by the way, Scotty Scheffler beat what the entire field by 7 shots minus Ludvig.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. But either way, so 11 under is what we got to get out of there, Iggy. I do, but I don't think that's like a brag.
I think it's kind of math.
Yeah, let's just say you average.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you four putts some greens, you two putts some greens. On the average, you three putts some greens.
The one that I saw, I think it was also on TikTok, was if you started 100 yards out on each hole and then the field plays their normal tees.
Oh, I lose by 30.
It's different.
That's
yeah, I lose by 30 strokes.
Because I'm not going to be on, you know, a healthy percentage.
And you need the spin on those greens are so...
So firm.
Like
that's
I could,
what the issue was this
I would,
past weekend.
Oh, I'd top one and it'd roll 50-yard and pat the hole, and then I would chunk one over. Like, it would
you'd
be
have
bad.
A short-sided bunker shot.
Like, I would get on the green in like 5 or 6 and go... Whew.
You had some issues at Belle Reve in the sand, though.
The sand, yeah. That not to mention
a deep
the
pot
bunkers.
Bunker.
And Bearcats, I want to put you 40 yards out at Normandy on 18. I guarantee you wouldn't get 9 out of 10.
Bearcats, the action's on you.
I don't know if we want to get
636.
Normandy, I don't know if they could accommodate that event right now.
For TMA. Mentality can accommodate you if you are dealing with feeling sluggish, feeling fatigue. Maybe you're not necessarily in a spot where you were just a few years ago. Those can be symptoms of low testosterone. So go online at lowtusa.com. Check out Mentality today at lowtusa.com. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mentality can help. The normal range for testosterone is large, and if you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it was not fully looked at, come get checked with Mentality at lowtusa.com. That's Mentality at lowtusa.com. If you're injured in a car accident and you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. Go online at longobiggs.com, LONGOBIGGS.com. They are not the churn and burn type of law firm. With Doug and CeeDee, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. As a matter of fact, you're going to be working with them personally. You will talk with them personally. They'll get to know you, and you'll get to know them. Go online at longobiggs.com. Doug and CeeDee are local, friendly, professional. Most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. They're listeners of TMA as well. They're online at longobiggs.com. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. We'll close out the 8 o'clock hour. Come back with the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. This is TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.